You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Hey now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, it...
Yep.
It's a little dark yet, and I think we're losing the sunrise time.
Are we?
Yeah.
Good morning. Hey, rise and shine. Hey, shake a leg up and down top of the morning.
Wow, you really got it down, man.
Oh, man. Okay.
5:47 is sunrise, but look at outside. Wow.
I know. It looks a little cloudy this morning.
It does.
But you know what it is? It's that Canadian smoke.
It is,
Because we have another smoke alert advisory today, and the Canadian wildfires are continuing, and it's mainly over Minnesota and Wisconsin that we'll have this haze, but otherwise today should be mostly sunny and, man, much cooler. Wasn't it nice last night?
Oh, it was great last night, wasn't it?
Finally. Cool, and opened the windows, and, man, it's just it's beautiful this morning.
My WMDX Samsung Watch Weather indicates that there is a severe weather alert for air quality.
Oh, they bumped it up, maybe.
Yes, severe. Okay. Until Thursday at noon. We'll see what happens at noon.
That must have just happened, because when I was watching Charlie Shortino this morning over there at the big 1-5, he said it was just an advisory. So
No, must have gone up. And it even says right here.
Really?
Unhealthy at 158, whatever that is.
So don't go outside today.
Yeah.
Just stay
very
inside.
Bad. Humidity 81%, dew point 55, so that's kind of down there.
That's good.
The wind, hardly any. Visibility 3 miles, in case you want to take a look outside the upper floor windows of your towering apartment building.
It's looking good over State Street this morning, block off the Capitol. And,
it does look good.
Should be a nice day all in all, except for the smoke and the haze. And advisory, if you have any breathing problems at all, just hunker down, get an oxygen tank, and forget about it.
It's a severe one, my friends. Okay. I just want to walk again. You know, I can't go outside. I got into the walking around downtown Middleton, and I did that almost every day. I had fun doing it. I could drop off my car, put it at the charging station, and walk back home. I mean, I had this whole thing planned out. My life was set. And then this threw everything off.
Now, when you go to the charging station, do you have to use your credit card or something? That's how it works.
They have a tap system. You just tap your card on it.
I see, yeah.
Yep. You have to, but the thing is, you have to sign up for each one of the different kind of charging stations that are out there.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm there. I've only found three of them. Mm. I'm signed up for all of them. I do not have an adapter for the Tesla charging station, though.
No.
I have to buy one of those. I think it's like $150.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bunch.
I know. It's starting to get really expensive. I'm dealing with trying to get a charging station at home.
Right.
And this has turned into some kind of, nightmare that never ends.
You're getting a lot of advice from different areas.
I am.
Right?
I am. I had the electrician take a look at it, and he said, no, we can't put it in here. It's 100 amp.
Yeah.
And I said, what about this device that they have that regulates the amperage? Mm. Oh, that's nice. I'll run that by the city of Middleton.
Mm.
And I went to the city of Middleton yesterday to check and see where the hell the progress is on that. And
what'd they say? they have some good answers for
you? The city electrician was not in. They're never in. But here's the thing. The person said, you really should be calling MG&E. We don't set the standards, I mean, they're the ones that are worried about their electrical boxes.
Okay.
So
yeah.
And
so
I called up. I waited 2 weeks to get this kind of answer. So now I called up MG&E and I had to leave a message because no one answers the phone there.
Hmm.
So I left a specific message about this. And I expect a call back today. And they say they get back the next day. So
you got to go to MG&E itself, like the actual plant. Maybe go to their front desk and talk about it or something.
Well, I could try that. I think I'm I have faith in answering machines. They'll probably get back. They were very specific about definitely getting back the next day.
Well, good.
So we'll see what happens. I'll probably call at 7:30, and it'll be live on the air. I'll be taking that call.
Good. We can all listen in.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, John Peterson.
Well, good morning to you, Gordy Young.
Okay, and good morning to our producer, Boris McIntosh.
Wow.
Wait, no.
Throwback.
Hold it. Dominic Lee.
There
Dominic
we go. Lee. Oh, yeah. You said full government name there. All right.
God, I don't know. Why do I have a problem with your name?
I don't know.
You can't
just
remember.
Lee. It's not very...
What?
Three letters, you know?
Dom Lee.
There we go. Dom Lee. It rings better.
Dom Lee.
Yeah. Do you have, that's what we should call it. Dom Lee.
Dom Lee.
Put the accent on the first.
Dom Lee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. My middle name starts with a J, too. My middle name starts with a J. So DJ. Some people call me DJ sometimes.
Oh, let's call you DJ.
Oh, that's
DJ
cool.
Lee.
He wants
that's
kind of
cool.
He wants to be a DJ.
No, well.
Yeah?
There. See, he's practicing already here.
It's all good.
All right.
So right now, 61 degrees. The high today in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Not so muggy. Not so, you know, not so... you know, well, what am I trying?
Nightmarish.
Yeah, not so nightmarish. That's
what
I was
what
going
meant,
for.
Right. All right.
Not so steamy and sticky. You remember Steamy and Sticky? They had a great juggling act out in Vegas for years. They were at the Tropicana, and I loved to see their act.
No, I remember the, I think they had a porn film named that.
You would go there, of course.
I mean, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
A little bit later on in the program, Tim Slecker will join us in about 25 minutes and talking about education. And then Jim Santel in our next hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Get caught up on whatever's going on legally around the Supreme Court and everything else. So we were off yesterday, although we did have the Sugar River Pizza Party, and that was a lot of fun.
We did.
Went to the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. And kind of behind the scenes there, got a little tour of the place.
That's right. And Lindsay snuck us in, by the way. You know, they didn't know we were there.
It's interesting because they did let us know about a couple of things. They do a lot of work from home.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, that's the way it's been since the pandemic. They only come in, you know, a couple times a week,
mm-hmm.
and then a lot of times working from home. So.
Right.
So it was great to bring the Sugar River Pizza in, and we had a good time and met some of the folks there.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. Excellent. I loved it.
It was a good time.
Great conversation.
There was a lot of variety of pizza, too, from what I noticed. I
mean, yes, that was really,
really
great.
I did the veggie pizza. It was excellent. Had that going on.
I had the Canadian ham. It was really cool.
You know, we found out, I asked, you know, we're sitting around talking, and I said, you know, here's a stupid question, but, you know, that's what I specialize in.
Yes, you asked and the dumb ones.
And I said, you know, do they still make license plates in the correctional institutions?
That was a good question.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, they haven't done that for 20 years. but they did talk about what they do make, which I found fascinating. You know those big wooden signs that you see at the places where you pull off the interstate, the welcoming centers or whatever they call the rest areas. Those big beautiful signs that are wooden.
Up there.
They teach the folks how to do that.
Wood burning.
Wood burning. Yeah, that's a big thing.
I bet very few people remember that. Do people still wood burn?
I don't know.
Boy, I got a lot of burns from that.
But they also do a lot of farming, which I didn't really realize. And they use, some of that
for their facilities
in the kitchens.
Yes.
Yeah,
they have cooking.
Yeah,
they help people get back into the swing of things.
Right.
Helping them get jobs.
Exactly. So anyway, thanks to our friends from Sugar River Pizza and also the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Good times there.
Yeah. And also, you know, the reason why we had off, we went to the Brewer game.
On Tuesday night, yes.
Yes, Tuesday night. What a fantastic evening. Ooh. Wow.
Well,
they
for Brewer fans.
They just blew those Cubs out.
Yeah.
You know, last night, the Cubs won, and
yesterday,
it's still now.
Yeah.
Brewers leading by just one game.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to check in with our sports chief, Mike Clemens.
Yeah.
He's going to be with
us
tomorrow.
Fun to have Mike in here.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say hello to Linda, who I sat next to for most of the game.
Uh-huh.
And
yes,
she was fantastic, crazy, wild person.
Yeah. she was our winner. And
yeah,
she brought
winner.
Her brother, Les.
Her brother. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a good time. And boy, the seats are great up there. The club-level seats.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah.
And by the way, we'll be giving away more Brewers tickets tomorrow on Free Ticket Friday.
We're on third base side.
Yeah. Beautiful seats.
Should I tell the story?
No? Yeah, no? Sure. Why not?
Do we have time for that? You know, I like to take at least a half hour when I tell my story.
We have time. We have time.
We can squeeze it in
we
here.
We can squeeze
all
it
right.
in.
All right. Well, you know, everybody dreams of finally getting that foul ball.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Hit toward you.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
Yeah, you guys had already left.
Left early because it was starting to look like a blowout, so. Took off
so,
a little early. But,
one of the Brewer players hit a foul ball that went sky high. I mean, it just went way up. And I'm standing.
Yeah.
And I've got a beer in one hand.
Yeah.
And nothing in the other hand.
And
that ball is just going higher and higher. And then it starts dropping.
Yeah.
And it is dropping exactly right toward me. I'm the only person that ball is going to.
Right?
I'm just freaking out. I'm thinking, wow, this is it.
This is it.
This is why we go to the game, you know?
And?
And I raise my hand up, and I'm thinking, this is going to be a one-handed catch. It's going to be, because I got the beer. I don't know where to put it.
Right.
And Ann wasn't paying attention to me.
Of course not.
She never pays attention to me.
She ignores you pretty much all the time. Yeah.
So I reached up, and that ball hit my hand right in the palm. You know, I guess age prevents my fingers from collapsing around the ball.
Oh, no.
Fast enough.
Oh, no.
And the ball went trailing down my arm into my seat.
Into your seat?
There you go. See? Yeah.
And did you? So you got the ball?
No, I didn't get the ball. The guy behind me grabbed the ball from my seat.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Really?
It's almost like he was grabbing my ass, but he grabbed the ball instead and he kept it.
That's it. Oh, nice.
Kept the ball.
Oh.
I mean, I could have turned around and made a big scene. You know, I could have really gotten angry about it. We could have had a fist fight out there. The cameras would have been on us. We would have made the jumbotron.
It looked to me like you didn't even care. Like when it went behind you and he grabbed it and you're like, whatever.
Was he a young guy?
I did not care at all.
Was
I don't know. You know, about 30s. But I didn't care. It's a Brewer baseball. What am I going to do with it?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. So you didn't. That was your big chance, and
I didn't really care about the ball. I really had a good chance of getting that.
Yeah.
And if I had just two hands, I would have gotten that ball. It dropped. I mean, there was no speed on it. It was not hard to catch.
Yeah.
And I could have caught that ball easily.
Well, too bad that your wife Ann wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Because she could have grabbed the beer.
Yes.
You could have grabbed the ball with two hands.
Yeah.
And then everything would have been great. So I blame Ann.
Oh, yeah, maybe when I get home.
Anyway.
I wouldn't stop by the house any day soon, my friend.
All right, I won't. Why would I, anyway? Get invited there. It's 19 minutes past
you're
the hour.
Invited over. Stop by now.
Okay, sure.
See if you have the courage.
19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about our brand new mic stands we have in the studio. What do you hear about this? So, coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
It is 6:23. We have partly cloudy skies this morning. 61 degrees, highs in the mid-70s today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They can help you out with your hearing. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them up. Ask for Jim or Sarah. You can talk to them about your hearing, and you can take a free hearing test online, too, at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. And give them a call, 608-249-4077, Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Okay. Yeah.
We're back now.
All right.
We're going to talk about these brand new, you know, they've been improving the studio.
They have been, yes.
A little bit here and there, and we finally got these mic stands that we've been waiting for.
There's a reason for improving the studio,
yeah,
and that is that Gen Zers are checking out social media.
Right.
I think somewhere around 65-67% get their information from social media.
Is that right?
And only 17% of Gen Zers get their news and information from the radio. So we're slickening up the studio here in order to make our podcast look professional.
Slickening.
And you can check out these mic stands at John and Gordy in the Morning on YouTube.
Yes, really?
Or 92.7 WMDX Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
And then our own Facebook page.
They're pretty cool. We're still learning how they work exactly. They're a little different, but we've got them adjusted. And I think should be okay. Let's see.
That's a pretty nice review of these mic stands that are almost impossible to adjust.
Well, what do you think, John? Oh. How are you adjusting to?
Well, I'm not adjusting to them very much. Usually.
Well, it's the first day with them, so
lot of times you can adjust the mic stand up or down. They do not do that. So we still can't stand and do the program standing.
Well, maybe we don't know how to adjust them correctly. We haven't read the manual about maybe there's some secret buttons.
A little close to the desk. I can't reach underneath.
You know, nothing's ever good enough for you, is it?
I have to reach over like
just,
that.
Why can't we just get along? Just.
But we can move. We can actually move the arm.
See,
I'm looking at this from a positive point of view.
Okay.
Problem solving kind of mood. And I think all we have to do is just move the post around so we can bring the armature
A
different way.
Okay.
Instead of from the front to the back.
Dom, what do you think?
I mean, honestly.
No one knows. Look, no one
listen, I don't
this.
Have.
They're
I don't
driving
have,
to work.
Right.
No one gives a damn. But I've never seen mic stands like this before in my life.
I don't have a problem. You know what I mean? I have a nice mic stand right here. I feel.
I know. You're rubbing it in.
I do. Yeah.
I know. You're swinging that thing around in there. I know. But
since day one.
No, I mean, there's a way to position this that it'll work out fine.
I think you're right there.
I think they're just backwards.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. We'll talk to our engineering crew, and I'm sure they'll be happy to oblige.
I think they'll stop by in about 6 months, so we can talk to them then.
Okay. Really?
Oh, my coffee's way over here. Look out, I have to go around the mic.
Okay. You're going to be able to reach it? Okay.
Oh, the other problem is
what?
This.
What? Well, okay, the thing that holds the microphone is on a swivel. Why is that?
And
we can't tighten the swivel.
So
okay.
I think in a couple of weeks, once you guys start figuring it out,
get used to it.
There'll be a way to tighten it. I know there is.
I'm sure they'll put a little toolkit right here on the desk.
Okay, toolkit.
But no, it's an improvement, and I don't want to complain about them. This is technology. And I just think they're positioned in the wrong way, and we can bring them around, and it'll all be fine. And John won't have to complain each and every morning about this.
We'll find something else to complain about, like the charging stations. And Doug pipes in here from St. Francis saying, you know, you were saying how you can't get the charging station hooked up to your house and all of that. He says, have Sage install a charging station at WMDX. And charge it at work.
Why not? Why
thoughts?
Not? Right?
Thoughts?
Thoughts.
Okay. Thank you, Doug, for that. And we were mentioning tomorrow, Mike Clemens will join us. We went to the Cubs-Brewers game on Tuesday night. We had a fun time there. And he is our Civic Media sports reporter.
He's our chief.
No, he's not chief. Okay.
Really?
Okay. He's our sports reporter for Civic Media. Okay?
Yeah.
And we haven't talked to him in quite a while. We had him on once or twice before. But it's been a while, so
yes,
it'd be good to catch up with Mike Clemens.
Right, and then Rocker's taking a break tomorrow because he was all over Atwood Fest this past weekend.
He's still resting from that.
He is still resting from that.
Yeah, that's a big, big event for In fact, that's his biggest event of the year, I'm sure, getting ready for that. And,
so when is Mike coming in? 7:35 or so? Is he going to take the place of Rocker?
7:52.
7:52.
Last segment of the show.
So we'll have more of Idiocracy to report. We've got so many stories. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
That's right.
What can you do? by the way, Dr. Tim Slinker from Busted Pencils is coming up in just a few moments.
Okay.
And we'll be talking more about AI because it is really kind of sweeping the education community.
It is.
The other thing is that Linda McMahon, the head of the Department of Education,
has
put out a list of what they're going to do, what they expect from AI in the schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a big deal now. They've actually determined that this is what they're going to do. This is the plan for AI in the schools.
And some ideas about that.
Tim and Johnny have been talking about this for a long time. Now we're going to know for sure.
Excellent. Very good.
Yeah, from this administration. From Linda McMahon.
Well, we'll find out more.
Wrestling. She knows wrestling, but really, come on. Department of Ed, I can't think of anything more opposite. Oh, God.
Well, we'll talk to Tim Slecker coming up in just a few minutes after the Midwest Farm and Food Report. It's all right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX Madison.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning, and you can check us out on the Civic Media app.
Sure.
Send us a text or a voice note, and we'll put it on the air. It's easy to get in on the program and contribute whatever you have to say.
And you can call us at 608-879-8255. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since they first opened their doors in 1958, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, John, two locations
in
Madison.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Do you know what those two locations are?
Yes, east side and west, east and west.
Thank you. Or you can go to Verlo.com. That's Verlo.com.
That
Verlo.com.
Yes, I don't know. We have... Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils with us this morning, and I don't know if you noticed, but we have actual mic stands here.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of
books that were from the WMDX library, and they're back in their bookshelves. You know, they're happy and content back in the... Back in the back there.
I think Trump banned those books, so
we
had to give them back.
Donate that to the to the bonfire. Okay,
that's right.
Well, you know, when you have books such as you guys have so controversial attached directly to the microphones,
right?
You know that what's actually happening there is that ideology is bleeding out into the airwaves.
Yes.
You know, you're right. Yeah.
A lot of DEI. And we spread that, and now we've been updated with these new microphones.
We're still getting used to them.
We're getting used to them. They're not real adjustable. But anyway.
They're fine.
You know, the big news here, we're going to talk about AI in your latest podcast. Talk about that. And it is an edict from Linda McMahon, who really supports that A1 sauce.
Yes.
And,
right?
She wants to spread that A1 sauce throughout all of the colleges and all the K-12 schools, because that's what it's all about now, AI. She expects everybody now to use AI instead of their heads, their brains. You know, this is probably her plan all along. But anyway, before we get to that, let's talk about what's happened in the courts in regards to this. It looks like these lawsuits that Trump had initiated against the colleges are paying off for him, right?
Yeah. Truly paying off, yeah. I think.
Oh, my God.
You know, two more. You know, the first for sure confirmed Brown. Brown is going to pay out.
Mm-hmm. You know, 50 mil.
How much?
$50 million to restore federal funding. Sounding, you know, very similar to what Columbia had to do. Mm-hmm. You know, looking deeper into this, probably you'll see that, you know, some of the restoration of funding, it could potentially look like, well, they paid $50 million, they got more back in funding, but it still doesn't do away with the fact. I mean, why are they paying out so much?
Anything,
you know, right. And right now, you know, there's the potential.
Yes.
It looks like, you know, lots of higher education sources, I know those are biased DEI sources, but pointing out that Harvard is about ready to fork over $500 million to get the Trumpster to maybe, you know, leave them alone for a little bit.
Yeah, this is
the
college. Everybody's watching this thing. Wind out, and if this happens, this is going to be super disappointing for everyone in this country.
Well, it seems like Harvard had said, no, we're not going to do anything. We're not paying anything. And what changed their minds?
Yeah.
Just what's the thinking behind this?
I don't know. Is it, you know, you start to hear people say, you know, like, look, we're just paying him so we can move on and do the work we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I guess I get that from the standpoint of, you know, okay, this is just a hassle. If we pay him, he'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody, you know, Harvard, first of all, if you have $500 million available to make somebody go away, I bet you probably then have enough resources to continue to stand up for and push back on this, because, you know, as both of you guys were saying, this was the one model that was giving, you know, a lot of higher education hope that there would be some type of principled resistance
pushback
that was meaningful. Right. And, you know, if this $500 million is what's going to be used so that they can, quote, get back to normal, I think what happens here is that the normal is what is being ushered in, which is pay to play.
Yes.
You know, so to stay in business, there's going to be some form of a payout required. Now, it will come in the form of some type of violation. And in lieu of admitting guilt, you're paying out money. But it's disturbing to see the kind of, as you say, the acquiescence of very powerful institutions,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Very deep pocketed. And so, you know, think about some of the small, you know, privates that have, you know, more of a history in their local communities. They don't have big resources, deep pockets. They've been doing the work that they've been doing over the years. And what does that tell them about, you know, hey, if this focus comes on to you guys, you're kind of out on your own, no resources typically for, you know, in a small part. And again, all the state public institutions, community colleges without deep resources, this really starts to push at, do we have an independent education system committed towards research, thought, balancing viewpoints and things like that, because you know, this is the concern. We talked about this. Is this similar to what Viktor Orban was doing in Hungary or had done? And you know, I checked. Well, I'm sorry, John, but I've stopped using my brain too. So I
checked AI.
Yeah,
I checked AI, and yeah. You know, it's comparing Trump's actions in the U.S. with Orban's Hungary. Yeah, so both Orban and Trump employ institutional pressure to control university governance and funding, targeting perceived ideological opponents, DEI programs, use of legal and executive mechanisms to reshape academic academy. So, yeah, is what we're seeing here this kind of a roadmap? I don't know, but I do kind of like, you know, as we say, we'll maybe we'll pivot to, again, back to Linda McMahon and her A1 sauce. Yeah. But in an inside higher education report dealing with the, you know, looks like Harvard's about ready to put over $500 million. Education Secretary Linda McMahon called this a roadmap for elite universities that wish to regain the confidence of the American public.
Wow.
So
regain the confidence.
It, you know, everything they do what? Is to regain confidence in whatever it is they're trying to destroy, right? Yeah. Voting,
money grab,
universities, whatever it is. We can regain confidence in the fact that we have taken them over and made them bend a knee.
Yeah.
That is yes. what it's all about here.
Well, I'm just wondering, too, with this dismantling of the Department of Education, basically, how much of this is actually affecting this school year that's just about to start? Has it trickled down to where there's a lack of funding for this coming fall? Is the federal government just throwing it back to the states? Oh, it's up to you to figure out how to fund your, you know, elementary schools and high schools. And
yes and yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For
I
this
mean,
year.
You know, look. Looking at because even if it's not directly impacting, quote, this year's budget, people are making projections out and knowing that, you know, if it's going to start next fall,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're still going to have to make cuts that are going to be something that you can, you know, keep the ship floating, I mm-hmm. guess, with, you know, a few holes. But how do you keep moving? It's, you know, I just read a thing too with special education right now. They're, you know, hey, federal government, we're states, we think you should ask for waivers to be allowed to disregard special education rules, because yeah. those special education rules are a real problem for you implementing special education programming. So do away with the rules. We'll give you money so that you can then use that money to implement. And see, one of the things with the rules on special education was to guarantee that those students get the resources they're supposed to. So, yeah, it's a, what do you want to say, you know, a poop show.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, with having a couple of special ed grandkids that have struggled all the way, you know, one of them is 14 years old and one of them is 8 years old, that special ed just gets pushed to the ever since the pandemic. They're the last in line to get funding. They're the last in line to get you know, more teachers. There's always mm-hmm. they're always looking for new teachers and assistants, and this is just another, you know, well, push it down to the end of the road, because nobody, you know, they don't get anything, you yeah. know, they get as little as possible to just get by.
They and get as little as possible.
It's aggravating. It's you know, it's really frustrating for the parents and, you know, everybody involved.
And for the kids.
And for the kids, yes, especially the kids.
Yeah.
You know,
I and two, it's always wrapped up in, you know, as this one, you know, ask for a waiver. We'll give you more yeah. money uh-huh. so that you can do what you know is best. I think a lot of leaders in schools are saying, okay, we do want to do that. But, you know, what the longer term picture is to say, okay, what is the overall big budget implications across all of this? And could some school districts say, okay, yeah, we're going to do away with these waivers to get money that was supposed to go for special education, but now without the waivers, we don't have to put it there.
Right.
And we're going to use it to balance out our budget because of all the other cuts that have been implemented. So yeah, you start asking this question, a kind of a broader philosophical question, which is, you know, do we value our children in this country? And stack up the evidence from this, the point of view of what we're starting to see. And the answer seems to be coming across, well, not your children.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, Matt Middleton texted us. He says, if your goal is a failed state run by religious fanatics, it helps to have an uneducated public with media controlled by the party, and authoritarian-led countries don't do well. Just saying. Mm. And he's pretty right on that. And, you know, a while back, Tim, I had a little history on universities. According to the book, The Bright Ages, faculty and students united against outside political interference is baked into the core of modern universities. In fact, it quite literally is why we have institutions called universities.
Right.
It's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, something to ponder here. We'll come back with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. Get
so
that boy tight.
To your school.
Trump University online classes. Yeah. Oh, God. That's what he's promising, right? That's what he wants everybody to do. Free school online. Go to college.
Sure.
Get your degree.
652, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with producer Dom Lee and our friend Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Not sure what others are saying because of loud background noise. Do you have problems on windy days or noisy family situations? Why don't you get your hearing checked? You can start out by going to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, do a free hearing test right online, and then if you want to make an appointment, give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road, in Madison.
You know, and now, Tim, Trump has decreed that everybody can push their religion on their fellow workers in their businesses.
Right.
You can actually confront them and try to get them to change their religion. It's religious freedom in the workplace, in the federal government.
In federal government offices.
Yeah. And, you know, it just seems to, like, coincide with what's going on about how they're pushing these universities to toe their line the way they want things to run. And, I don't know what's behind, you know, the settlement packages, but if they start acquiescing, you know, some of the control and hiring teachers, DEI teachers from the conservative side of the aisle, all of that stuff is really, really not going to work out real well for our confidence in our public universities or private universities. Right.
Well, you don't believe in the roadmap?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe I should look at the details of the roadmap.
So one of those old kind of roadmaps you fold up and you can't fold it back together.
Yeah, we have GPS now. We don't need the roadmaps anymore. But you know, it's so weird because, you know, here we have Linda McMahon, you know, now putting out her advancing artificial intelligence education for America. American youth. Her plan. Her plan. Yeah, this her is the plan. Person who a month ago said it was A1 sauce.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
How much confidence can we have in our school systems anymore?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I know. You know, and Johnny and I, talked about this. It actually came across, and you're referring more deeply to the actual plan, but a quote, the Dear Colleague letter.
Oh, yes, a Dear Colleague, yeah.
Which was released on July 22nd from the Department of Education about, you know, how to use AI in classrooms in K-12 in college. And we pointed out that, you know what, this is probably the first Dear Colleague letter that, you know, at face value, we're like, okay, this isn't bad stuff, you know, and you're going to give money to schools that are going to do some of the good things that we think AI can do. But it comes in, you know, we have to look at everything from the bigger picture of going, okay, so why the emphasis here and why not create, you know, funding for other things that are very beneficial for students, or why the defunding in ways that harm special education students, but yet money available to push, and I'll use the word push, and again, I really believe in the power of AI in education.
Yes.
But, you know, why is the money here? But maybe the other question here is going, like, does a Dear Colleague letter from a department that is in the midst of dismantling itself matter?
Right. Well, good question, boy. That's why they don't want educated people. Jeez. They'll ask questions Dear like that, colleagues. Tough ones.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. It's a, you know, it's something we you wonder about, because it's like, wait, Linda McMahon, you were hired to dismantle the Department of Education. Yeah. Why are you putting out, you know, kind of advice letters, and we're going to have money, and or do you really have money to give in grants? Because what happens when you're closed? Do we get the money? It's confusing.
Well, the other thing too is, you know, this AI can be influenced by whoever's created the AI, whoever has control over it. They can make it sound any way they want, and then slipping that into the schools with this kind of administration that really wants to dictate what we think and say. I don't know. I'm more skeptical of AI at this point now than ever before.
Well, one of the good developments over the past 6 months, though, is the fallout between the two, you know, boys on the playground, Elon and Donald, you know, not liking each other anymore. Yeah. We kind of speculated about this. Boy, what if those two were really getting along still right now? And now you're talking about it. Going, I wonder if the Dear Colleague letter would actually ban all access to AI except Grok.
Yes.
Rock.
And now, John, you start to really worry about going, okay, wait a minute, they're mandating. And people might look at me and say, well, that would be silly. Actually, really? Because when it comes to what we call the so-called science of reading, there is mandated by federal and state law that schools have to use a specific curriculum by specific people who release it, and that if you use anything else, you'll actually face penalties. So the idea of that type of coercion, it's there.
It is there.
Well, we have to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. You can always check out Busted Pencils on Civic Media Radio Network. Great podcasts. Tim, good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Talk to you next
time. Thank you, guys.
And in our next hour, attorney Jim Santel will join us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
And we'll talk about the church key.
Yes, it's going to...
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.